Season 2020 got off to a different start.
Well, it's time to rock and roll, Baz, to an empty stadium. Richmond Carlton can't wait to get this one underway to see what 2020 lies ahead.
And even before round one had finished, it had been announced that footy was stopping.
The AFL has moved to immediately suspend the 2020 Toyota AFL Premiership season. The conclusion of this weekend's matches.
Then, after nearly 3 months of nothing,
the AFL has unveiled a string of blockbuster matches to get the 2020 season up and running again.
Footy returned.
Triple M rocks footy. The Sharon is going to hit the turf any moment.
And since that moment, it didn't miss a beat.
Look at this. Light bit of magic from the forward pocket. Goes for the banana. That is a ripper.
Oh!
Oh, sold the candy, Eddie. They'll love this in Darwin.
McDonald's tipping Woody's mark for Essendon. And he dummies around the mark. Runs just inside forward 50. It's a real long ball. And have a look at him.
Yeah, with Chera up against the boundary. Goes for the banana.
Oh, Dacos. Absolute brilliant.
Kick inside 50. Oh. Climbing high.
Tried to hook it round. Oh. It is a magnificent effort. Waitman with his first kick in the big time.
Wow.
One off the goal.
Set up anyway, the big Chaz. This way, that way.
Oh, oh, Chaz! Magnificent!
Now, after 18 rounds, we've come to this.
Welcome to finals footy.
Eight teams left to battle it out to become the premiers.
The crowd's gone ballistic!
This is the finals.
This is unbelievable.
Tonight, from Adelaide Oval, it's the team that has been number one all year. Port Adelaide.
Front and centre, Motlop.
Cal Pepper snaps it around the body. That's a ripping goal.
Dearsmith, Rockliffe tumbles one. It's tumbling. It's tumbling.
Robbie Gray, clever, brilliant. Gave to Travis Boat. And that's a goal.
Up against a team full of superstars. Geelong.
Dangerfield contested up forward.
To Duncan out the back. Hawkins. Too big, too strong, too good the champ.
Gary Ablett made of his own.
Dowhouse picked it up, tried to take on a couple.
These two teams met back in round 12, where the Cats dominated the power by 10 goals.
But tonight, there's a lot more at stake.
It's the power up against the Cats in a qualifying final. That's Triple M rocks finals footy.
Oh, there it is. The moment has arrived. The 2020 AFL Finals Series is with us, and it's a big-time opener here at the Adelaide Oval. The first qualifying final sees Port Adelaide host the Cats. Port minor premiers, they have been top of the table all year, but that matters for very little now. The Cats, well, they beat Port, as you heard there, by 10 goals in round 12. However, Geelong have some final scars themselves, losing three of the last four prelims. And, of course, a winner tonight. There's a big prize on the end of it. Straight to the prelim in 2 weeks' time. For McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy. And we've got premierships everywhere to cover this one for you tonight. Port Adelaide and the Cats. We welcome premiership player, former skipper of Port Adelaide, Dom Cassisi. And, Dom, top of the table, Port. This is where, really where it counts now. The rubber hits the road tonight.
Yeah, you're right, Yater. And it's set up for a cracking night. It's just beautiful weather. It's great conditions for both teams to go at it. And like you say, Port Adelaide had a great season, home and away, finished on top. But now it's in the big league, you know, and they haven't been there for a little while. And they're playing up against a team that's got a lot of finals experience. So it's going to be a great duel.
Brownlow medalist Mark Rusciuto, right next to you, premiership star from the Adelaide Footy Club. Roo, give us your thoughts on Port Adelaide and tell us a bit about the Cats as well coming into tonight.
Well, I think they're both better sides than what they've been in the past. Geelong have relied on their guns for a bit too long, but they've added some depth. And you look at Port Adelaide side when you write it down, and there's no weakness at all anywhere. They've got two very good ruckmen. The second one's very mobile, which you need to be. They've got great depth in the midfield. They've got plenty of speed, plenty of skill. Big targets up forward in Charlie Dixon. Great fellas on the ground, which you need them in finals. The defence is rock solid. They've got good run, good skills back there. They've got intercepting defenders. They want for nothing. They're at full strength. And if they can't get the job done tonight, well, it's a little bit of a, not a concern for them, but they've got everything in their favour.
Chris Didmar, most passionate Port supporter here in South Australia, no doubt about it. How are you feeling tonight, Dits? On edge?
Oh, most definitely on edge, because Port Adelaide are playing a very good side tonight. I'd say a great side in Geelong. They're so even. They've got stars on every line. They've got many, many good players. And, Dom, I want to throw this to you. Last time these sides met, when Geelong won by 10 goals, I thought Too much of the night was about two people. It was Charlie Dixon at one end, who had three to beat. They didn't take a mark inside 50 in the first half, and they were the top side in the competition at the time. And I thought, this isn't good enough. And at the other end, you had Tom Hawkins marking everything and kicking goals. For tonight to be a good battle, it's got to be about everyone out there. It can't be about two blokes.
No, you're right, Dids. And that was the concern last time in round 12, was that Port Adelaide was so predictable going inside 50. And one thing you can't do against Geelong is be too predictable, because their defenders, coached by Matty Scarlett, they drop off, they intercept and get their game going from there. So that's something that Port Adelaide need to fix tonight.
Let's head to the Port Adelaide Inner Sanctum. The senior assistant of the Power, Michael Voss, is about to join us. Vossy, thanks for your time. And here's the former captain of your club, Dom Cassisi, with the first question.
Vossy, all the best tonight, mate.
Thanks, Dom.
We're just talking then about round 12, how we got dismantled a bit by Geelong, we got pulled apart, their defenders were dropping off in front of Charlie. How much time was spent on that this week in terms of how do you avoid that from happening again?
Oh, well, we have to use the ball better, but first and foremost, we have to win a bit more at contest. We just lacked any real energy to get after Geelong. You know, they were able to control the inside, and then once they got outside of us, we were chasing for most of the night. So that energy on offence, you know, we didn't have, and so we couldn't threaten the other way. And when you can't threaten the other way, then a defence can get set. And as you said, the options start to become pretty predictable.
Vossy, Roo here, mate. Good luck.
Cheers, Roo.
Probably got the best ruck combination in the league, and you've got great depth in your midfield. And unlike last time when you played, you were badly beaten in there. But tonight, if you're going to win the game, you must at least break even or win the midfield.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been our a real strength of ours the whole year. You know, our mids have been superb for the year. It starts at centre square bounce. They've done some great jobs and acknowledged for it. They give us territory on the ground, and then we make sure we get in behind it to make it tough for the opposition to get out. So, yeah, I think every team needs some midfield ascendancy, but they've done a great job for us this year, and I know they're really disappointed with their last performance against this team, and they're ready to go.
And, Vossy, the midfield battle, as you mentioned, is going to be crucial. There's some big names for both teams. We talk about Dangerfield, who last week went forward in the second half, won the game off their boot. Is he someone we put some attention into, or is it just go head-to-head and see where it goes?
Oh, well, I mean, he sits in the franchise player category. He can have impact in both areas. And when you've got a player that has the capacity to be able to do that as a coach, that gives you great flexibility to try and work out where your impact needs to be. Is that in the middle of the ground, or is that in forward 50? But all we can do is make sure that when he's through midfield, we give him the attention he deserves. And when he goes forward, he gets the appropriate matchup. And, you know, he doesn't get the ball laced out and the ball doesn't come down so easy unless there's pressure on it. So, yeah, it's a bit harder said than done because he's obviously a terrific player and will influence at some stage.
Vossy, there was a lot of talk late in the week that Tom Cleary might not play and you might go with the team from last week in the back line. Was that true?
No, we were talking about whether we bring even Burtz back into the team, and given the job that Leanert and Bonner were doing for us, it was more the form of Leno and also Bonner that was, you know, I guess we were asking the question whether we bring those two guys back in. But look, we just have so much trust in what Clough is able to do, and same with Burtz, and we recognise that if we're going further in this competition, then that those two guys need to be on our side.
Would that mean McKenzie would have played on Hawkins?
Yeah, probably would. And I imagine he would play on him at different stages through the game. So Clive will take his turn, and so will McKenzie.
Vossy, there's not a lot of finals experience, I guess, in Port Adelaide's lineup at the moment. Obviously, the list has been rejuvenated. How do you handle that during the week? Do you talk the game up? Do you just say it's a normal hit out? How did you guys go about it internally?
Well, I think what we've been able to do for most of the year is we've just sort of taken each moment as it's come. You know, we haven't ever looked too far ahead and too far forward. And in some ways, it's the season that's done that to us. We've had to be really quick on our feet and have to adapt to different things that have come up in front of us. And the guys, we haven't been able to look too far forward. So, you know, our approach this week has been exactly the same. Just make sure we get our preparation right, put the work in where we need to, and get ourselves ready to be in the right mindset come the game. But mate, we've got a great body of work under our belt. I mean, we are more than ready for this occasion.
Well, Vossy, you're a star, mate. We appreciate your time on Triple M. Best of luck. Big prize on the end of it tonight.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
There he is, senior assistant of Port Adelaide, Michael Voss.
Roo and Dom, you've played in finals. What's the way to go? Treat it like another game or build it up that it's the biggest game you'll play? What works, do you think?
Oh, look, I think there's enough build-up throughout the week without having to talk about it too much internally anyway. The players sense the occasion. They've been working so hard towards the first final, but I think there's a discussion. You remember the finals. It's like the team that can settle first and not fumble and be clean around the footy and get their game going generally has a good result at the end of the game.
You don't want to shy away from it, Dits, because then you're sort of trying to hide something. I think you've got to talk about it. You've got to talk about what it's going to be like, but you don't want to get them overhyped up. Otherwise, people like me would go out and give away free kicks, which is what you do in early finals. But what gets you to the final is what will win you the final. And Port Adelaide tonight need to make sure they run and take the game on from half back. And maybe that's why they've gone with blokes like Burton back there and to get the run and deliver the ball and break the lines, because they've been really dynamic off the half back line this year and through the midfield with guys like Amon and Dersmer as well. So I think Ken, I spoke to him earlier before the game, he's got them pumped up, he's got them excited. And I think that's when they play their best footy.
And what about Geelong, Roo? This is a team who finished top of the ladder last year and then went into the first final after the week off and got beaten by the Pies. Their performance after a spell hasn't been good, the Cats. They've won, I think, 2 of 12. They've had a week off again leading into this. Another big-time final. They've lost some big finals in recent years. That sort of goes the other way from what Dids was talking about.
I think they're a different side. I think when you've got Dangerfield, Selwood, Ablett, these type of players in the middle of the ground and around the field, you're not going to get a let up tonight. I've got too much respect. They're big game players. All the mail I'm hearing about Gary Ablett is he's in much better condition than he was at the start of the year when people were questioning his fitness levels. And don't be surprised if he's a handful. Imagine being a Port Adelaide defender. You got Hawkins, you got Dangerfield, you've got Ablett down in the forward line. You're worried about each other, you're worried about yourself. That's why they're hard to win these finals.
There's a lot of screaming. Yours!
You go, mate. Yours. There you go.
Oh, yeah, the finals are here, and what a night it is. Weather fantastic. It's Port Adelaide and it's Geelong. It's the first qualifying final here at the Adelaide Oval, and we're about to take you to the backline coach at the Cats, three-time premiership star, Matty Scarlett. And, Scarlo, thanks for your time. Here is Mark Rusciuto with the first question.
Good luck tonight. Perfect conditions for a big game. Do you see it playing out like last time, or do you think Port will just be a little bit smarter about how they play?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be much like last time, Roo. I think they had a really flat night, obviously, last time. They're going to be much better tonight, obviously, with the home crowd, the final, that intensity. So we're expecting a fierce Port Adelaide tonight, and we can't wait.
Scarlo, it's Dom here. Good luck tonight, mate. Just getting back to last time, your back line was so good at, you know, coming off Port Adelaide's forwards at the right time, getting in front of Charlie. Is that something you'll obviously look to do again tonight?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Yeah, our backs defended quite strongly last time, and so did our mids and our forwards, and we felt like Port Adelaide moved the ball quite slow, so we're expecting them to try and take the game on a bit more tonight, move the footy a little bit quicker out of their back half like they like to do. So we expect them to, yeah, play really attacking ground. Kenny's a really attacking coach, so we're going to have to defend quite strongly all over the ground, and also forward to centre, they might try and lower their guys a bit tonight, not just go through Charlie every time, so big challenge.
Scarlo, is it fair to say the Cats aren't as reliant on their stars as what they were, say, in previous years? You look like you've worked hard to add a bit more depth around most parts of the ground, and you're a better side for it.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Look, some of our guys through the midfield have had unbelievable seasons. It's not the names, you know, Selwood, obviously, Paddy's had a pretty good year. Team Manigola and Guthrie's had a really good year. In our front half, guys like Ryan Myers have played really well, and Jack Henry, Mark O'Connor, Jed Buse, these guys are emerging to pretty good players as well. So certainly don't rely on our stars as much as we used to. In saying that, we need our big-name players to perform tonight. So hopefully they can.
Have you been out of form a little bit the last few weeks, or is it just, you know, getting a bit bored leading up to the finals or just waiting for the big stuff to start?
Probably a bit of both, mate. Yeah, we have been a touch out of form, and no doubt the players look forward to the finals. Remember, back when I played the last couple of rounds, you tend to get a little bit bored, and you do look ahead a couple of weeks ahead and brace yourselves for these really big games. So our guys are super excited tonight, but definitely our last few weeks of footy haven't been great.
I heard a rumour that Gary Ablett had his shirt off around the pool the other day. Is he in that good a nick?
He's not in that good a nick, but he's doing all right. No, not true, mate.
And Scarlett, who just with Dangerfield, mate, last week against the Swans, he went forward in the second half and turned the game on its head. Can we expect to see him forward earlier in the game, or just, is it one of those ones where you guys just see how you're going to start off with?
Yeah, it is, mate. We sort of see how Pat's going. Last week, he wasn't going that flash around the footy, so we decided to move him forward and he caused some headaches forward. So hopefully he's around the ball for a bit longer tonight, really performing at the stoppages. He's obviously a really good player in there, but obviously we've got the flexibility to throw him forward as well, so hopefully he'll spend majority of the game as an on-baller tonight.
Well, Scarlo, we appreciate your time, mate. It's going to be a ripping contest, a big prize on the end of this, a prelim in a couple of weeks for the winner. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
For Coates Hire, this is the Triple M Footy Preview. Whatever you need at Coates Hire can make it happen. Search Coates Hire today. We're just seeing the Cats run out, boys, here onto the Adelaide Oval up against Port Adelaide tonight. And we're a bit over 15 minutes away from the opening bounce. And, gee, the Tomahawk, he stands as a beacon for the Cats, doesn't he? When you go back to that round 12 game, what do you do with him if you're Port Adelaide tonight, Dom and Rue? How do you combat the man who's just a superstar goal kicker?
Well, you hope that the midfield just hold their own and put some pressure on the ball carrier. You can't just have blokes like Dangerfield or Selwood bolting out of the middle and having time to think about where they're going to place it and where Tomahawk can lead. And you need the defenders, ideally, if you can, to be able to drop off and help Cleary if he's the man who gets the matchup, because he's not going to beat him one-on-one. Let's face that. And also, you're going to have to maybe get the ruckman dropping back, whether that's Lysette or Laddams. He's going to have to drop back and try and get in the way as well.
Last time they played, Dom, there's no doubt Dangerfield just kept waltzing out of the middle. I mean, it was great ruck work as well, but he got the ball, would come out of the middle. I'd like to see something a bit different tonight. Maybe it's Ollie Wines. Just go and stand next to him at every bounce and just try and beat him. Now, I think Dangerfield's a classier player, but Ollie Wines is a very good player, and he's strong. He's strong in the body, and I think he just makes Dangerfield earn it at every bounce.
Yeah, I think it's a great call. I mean, the two balls going at it, and what Ollie needs to do is what you just said, is stop Dangerfield from being able to break away from the stoppage. If he gets it in close and gets a handball, that's fine. Don't let him get him in close and get 20 metres yardage by leg and then kick it 50 metres in deep, because that's when he becomes so damaging.
They haven't got someone who can go with him, though, with leg speed in the middle. That's the worry. I mean, Ollie Wines, no doubt, can go to him at a stoppage and try and win the ball, but if he doesn't win the ball, he's no hope of keeping up with him. That's the dangerous bit that Dangerfield gets away from anyone, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. And another thing for Port, I mean, do you send a bokey to Dangerfield and go head-to-head? Like, Dangerfield won't be, defensive-minded at all.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
Triple M rocks footy.